This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Got a great show planned for you today. The Dean, Bill Kerlick, and the Grand Poobah, Mark Porter, are coming right up. I will offer you a warning. I am batching it up this week. No one to look after my dog. So if Bradley decides to get involved in today's show, we will not charge you extra for that. Here's what we will charge for: one of our sponsors. And you know who it is. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter weather with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use Bucknuts for 20% off free shipping. I love this thing because it's not only effective, it comes with a compact case. I can take it wherever I go. Spring cleaning just doesn't apply to the nether regions either. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning. All right, let me bring in my guys here. Mark Porter and Bill Kerlick. Gentlemen, been a very interesting recruiting kind of last 10 days here with spring practice opening up, Ohio State getting a lot of visitors, and we will get to that, including Team Sanchez, which we say hello as we do every show. Here's what's interesting, Bill. Quarterback recruiting. So the current room stacked. Class of 2025, they have their man in Tavian St. Clair. Now, class of 2026, they are casting a wide net. One might think Ohio State, given their, you know, success recruiting quarterbacks, would be a little more laser focused on one or two guys, and that is not the case. I've got total 7 guys that they offered. Jared Curtis, who just verbally committed to Georgia, Dia Bell, Jonas Williams, Noah Grubbs, Will Griffin, Brady Smigel. Excuse me, 6.
6, yep.
Where do we stand with all those, Bill? And then there's a certain Ohioan who would think to be number 7 possibly, Nathan Bernhard from Ashland, another highly rated guy. Take us where we are with 2026 recruiting, and if you have a sense on who maybe could bubble to the top.
Yeah, I would call it right now resetting the board with Chip Kelly coming aboard.
Okay.
You know, different coaches look at different things and like different types of players. You know, it's not an exact science, as we know. One guy might like some particular trait or player, and another guy might not. You know, part of it is precipitated too by Jared Curtis, obviously. But you know, Jared Curtis just committed to Georgia in the last few days. But the offers started almost as soon as Chip Kelly came aboard. Brady Smigel was the first one. Chip Kelly had a relationship with him. Smigel was a California guy, and Kelly was recruiting him when he was at UCLA. So there was a relationship there. And Chip Kelly didn't take long to be part of that scholarship offer to Brady Smigel. Then, obviously, the visits started up, because that happened back in January. The visits started up at the beginning of March. You had Jonas Williams on campus. He got an offer. You had Dia Bell on campus. He got an offer. You have Noah Grubbs on campus right now. He started his visit yesterday to Ohio State. He will finish it up today. He's at spring practice as we speak, and then he'll finish the rest of the visit up today. He got an offer yesterday. So really, you know, it's been kind of a transformation and a resetting of the board. Jared Curtis, you know, you got the vibe. In fact, I talked to him right after all the Corey Dennis stuff began happening. And then, you know, it became pretty obvious that Corey Dennis was probably not going to be on the staff. So Jared Curtis, that visit was postponed. But I got the vibe from Jared that, you know, that visit might not ever happen. The postponement and then the visit following it. And it didn't happen. Curtis committed to Georgia. So now Ohio State is casting, as you said, Dan, a wide net. As to who is going to eventually be the guy, that's really hard to say, because these offers have just gone out. And typically Ohio State doesn't just make an offer and then that kid immediately commit. They decide to accept it. That stuff all doesn't happen that quickly. They do their due diligence. Chip Kelly is telling these quarterbacks, I'll come out and watch you throw now in April and May when the Ohio State coaches go back out on the road. So it's going to be a process that I think is going to evolve, and they'll find their order after Chip Kelly sees them in person and after they do more vetting and all that. But you've got, as you said, there were six quarterbacks. Now you got five, and you got five really good candidates out there.
Yeah. It's also clear that Chip Kelly's popularity and impact on quarterback recruiting, at least, has not waned one bit. You know, maybe as a head coach, he lost a little bit of luster, but the guys that are being recruited by Ohio State at quarterback are some of the most prepared, you know, experienced football players in the country. If you get to this point, you're a quarterback, you've been through the ringer already in terms of camps and all that stuff. So you have a good sense of where you need to go. Will Griffin does seem like a Kelly favorite, but we will go from there. One name I did not mention on there, Mark, Nathan Bernhard from Ashland. He's rated up there near those guys, has yet to get an offer. Do you feel like he's, put it this way, put him in context with the other Ohio guys we've dealt with? Natavian St. Clair, Penn State starting quarterback, whose name escapes me because it's so early in the morning, but you get it. Gronkenmeyer, maybe.
Yeah, I think Drew Aller. That would be
Drew Aller. Good call by you.
For him, maybe even a Cardale Jones type. You know, the 6'5", strong arm. You know, rip it through the side of a rip it through a car wash and it doesn't get wet type thrower. That's what his, you know, number one trait is the strong arm and the size. He has been working with a quarterback guru, so I think, you know, pushing your chips in on him, I think that would be a camp kid first. You know, he'd be at the Ohio State camp to pick up his offer. The Chip Kelly, you know, sometimes when you offer five, six quarterbacks, a lot of quarterback coaches go one at a time, where they only want to take one person to prom at a time. They don't want to get caught cheating with another quarterback by another quarterback, where I think Chip is kind of like me. He evaluates in tiers. Where, you know, if you deem these five or six are good enough to be NFL guys down the road, then don't really distinguish which one you like more. Just be set in your evaluation that they're all good enough. And whichever one wants to work with me, I'll take any of those pieces of clay and I will mold them when they get here because they're all elite pieces of clay. I'm not going to get too caught up in the who's who or what's what of it. I just know I watched 300 quarterbacks, and those were the seven that I deemed, you know, above the Mendoza line for elite talent, and I could rock with any of them. So I think that approach, you know, maybe different than we've been used to have that many offers out at once, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you believe in your evaluations. Because at the end of the day, we've seen Ohio State offer one, go to the next one, and then pull one out like right before signing day where you're like, where'd he come from? And he's awesome. Keenholz kind of, you know, rings that bell where, okay, we didn't know he even existed. Well, Chip Kelly's kind of showing you his hand. Here are the six or seven I like, and we'll go from there. If it gets worse than that and we lose all seven of those, then, you know, hey, I'll throw my hands in the air and reevaluate the situation. Like Bill was saying, though, as he gets out on the road and sees them individually again and again, you know, I'm watching kids develop weekly at different camps and combines. There may be one that becomes a favorite where he kind of leaves there and goes, wow, of the six, this kid just really blew me away again. I might, you know, have an edge towards this kid, and maybe he'll, you know, make a move and say, hey, get a little more NIL towards this kid to entice him. But, you know, right now it seems like the five are the five.
Yeah, you know, Dan, real quick, too, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, if I said it or not, but the one of that group, Will Griffin, he was offered at camp last June by Ohio State. So he got his offer actually when Corey Dennis was the quarterback's coach. And Will Griffin at that time left no doubt he was interested in Ohio State, and he still is. He made it back to Ohio State about a week ago. He was really excited about sitting down and meeting with Chip Kelly and seeing Ryan Day again and all, and it went very well. So, you know, you've got Will Griffin, who was offered almost a year ago. I guess it'd be about 10 months ago. And then you've got the other four, Smigel, Williams, Bell, and Grubbs, that have been offered since Chip Kelly came on board. So you've got five guys total, four relatively new offers, and then one older one. And Kelly will get out and see all five of those guys this spring.
I tell you what, this also could possibly accelerate the process because you're kind of leveraging all guys against each other. At this point, it's kind of like a first room at the end kind of thing. So the first guy to take it's going to be the man. And that does put some pressure on the dudes. Very interesting way to go about it. Clearly, Chip Kelly has put his stamp on quarterback recruiting. There's no question about that. All right, Bill, let's talk. And Mark, let's talk about the class of 2025, a little bit more up close and personal. Been plenty of visitors, just an elite group. If you bring up, and for those of you who have the video portion of the show, if you bring up the list right now, you can see the class of 2025 top targets. You can, if anyone can follow along with this, even if you're listening, excuse me, to the pod, go to Football Recruiting and hit the drop-down menu targets. And that's Ohio. Let's just go to top targets. There you go. Scroll down.
I already have it pulled up, but this is 2026. You can even sort it by class.
Right. Go to 2025 for me.
Okay. I thought we were peeking into the future there.
No. So this is the guys they have. If you can see, it's in order. So you can see just off the jump, their top five guys they're going after. They've got three commitments, and then Dakarian Moore, number three, is committed to LSU, visited this past week, Bill. So as you look at this list, Bill, and I'll read David Sanders, junior offensive lineman, Devin Sanchez, Dakarian Moore, Naeem Offord, Tavian St. Clair, Elijah Griffin, and then Kalik Lockett, who was just here, and Jonah Williams, Bill, Trey McNutt's on there. Here's my issue, Bill. Not enough offensive linemen on the list. The top guy on the list is David Sanders. I get that. The next offensive lineman is our guy Carter Lowe, and they got him. But then there's not as many offensive linemen on there. We will start with that, and then we'll get to the positive. What is your view of offensive line recruiting? I'm starting to get a little oogie.
Well, one thing that I think there's a little bit of misconception is that, you know, I see people talking about Ohio State taking six offensive linemen, for instance, in this cycle. I don't expect that to happen. You know, they've got 17 offensive linemen currently on scholarship. Three of them, their eligibility is up after this season. So that would take the number down to 14. Okay. I still don't rule out the possibility of the transfer portal opening up come April and someone coming in. I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen, but it's not out of the question. If somebody happens to get in the portal that they really like, then they'll take a good look at it. But let's say that they've got those 14 guys back. If they all come back, the usual number for scholarship offensive linemen is 16 to 18. So if they all come back, and most of these guys are younger guys that, you know, they took four this past cycle, for instance. Most of these guys are younger guys, so there's a legitimate chance that most of them, if not all of them, come back. So if they all come back, that would leave at the most 14 opening or four openings to get to 18. So any thought of six offensive linemen being in this class, that would only happen if, you know, several guys leave that have eligibility left. We'll see. So I think you're looking at really, you've got one in the fold, Carter Lowe. You're looking at probably three more additions to that group, maybe even two, but probably three more additions to that group. And you're looking for high level guys. You know, that's kind of the thing right now. David Sanders certainly would meet that criteria. As you mentioned, though, Dan, it's a little bit worrisome, I guess, that when you look at some of the highest level guys, David Sanders, they might get him, but I wouldn't put the ranch on that one right now. I certainly would not be anywhere close to putting a crystal ball for Ohio State on David Sanders. Avery Gatch is another guy at the top of the food chain. That's a possibility, but it's not going to be easy. He's a Michigan State legacy. He definitely has liked Michigan. So, you know, getting him, although he has been to Ohio State a number of times, that's a good thing. And if you go on down that list, there aren't really any guys that right now I would be particularly close to putting a crystal ball on Ohio State for them.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking, Bill. Transfer portal is what they're going to do with the offensive line. I hope this is a plan that they made and is not kind of a worst case scenario response. I will say this: offensive linemen are kind of hard to recruit in a lot of ways, in that they don't really go up against other guys a lot of the same size and same talent that they do at Ohio State. So if this is a focus on going to the portal to get bigger, developed, older guys that they know about, I like it. If this is just damage control and fear, not that psyched. But we will see.
Yeah. And another guy I didn't mention, Micah DeBose, he would be one of the guys that would be higher up on that list as far as being able to get, because he's born and raised Cleveland, Ohio. Lived there for much of his childhood and all. But again, he's an Alabama kid now. He's been down there since for quite a long time, and it's not going to be easy to get him away from Auburn and Alabama.
I don't make a living on praying for plus 300 pounders from south of the Mason-Dixon line, Bill. The late, great Dwayne Long and I used to sit here every day and find like a 340 pounder from Louisiana and geek out on them, and they never came. We talked about offensive line. There's been new offers, Bill, to Joshua Blackson and Jack Lang. Those of you playing along at home on video can see Joshua Blackson here, offensive lineman. So you can see, oh, good Lord. Yeah. The video shows, it's a little glitchy, but it shows he's got some big size to push things out. Your thoughts, Bill, on these two new guys they offered? Are you up to speed on them as yet?
Yeah, Blackston will visit Ohio State, hopefully this spring. That's his plan. So he wants to visit Ohio State this spring, so he'll take a look. He has not been to Ohio State yet, so it's kind of hard to say what he thinks of Ohio State. Being the end, he's only had an offer for a matter of, a month or so. And he hasn't been to Ohio State yet, but wants to get up to Ohio State, so we'll see. Lang is another guy that hasn't been to Ohio State. We'll see if and when he gets up to Ohio State, but you know, you get him on campus and see what they think.
Here we have Jack. Go ahead, Mark. This is Jack Lang, the other offensive lineman they offered. As of course, we'd like to show you video now. You can see by the arrows, they've got him lined up here as like the left side tackle with a little help on his left side, and the left side of the line just was caved in there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, out of the first guy, you saw how he had that stickiness to his defender where he was running his feet and he just stuck to him. You see a little more power here, maybe a little more weight. Ah. Yeah, the ability to actually tip the scale and finish the block, where the last guy was running his feet and couldn't actually flip that guy to his back. And there it is again. You see him stand him up. So I would rate the second guy a little more powerful, but I think the first guy was a little more athletic, and that's just off a few clips there. But I think, like, comparing and contrasting these videos, especially these elite guys, you can kind of see little minute detail differences. And, you know, can the little bit of power that's missing be made up in the weight room? Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and can the guy who's got more power and not as good feet can maybe get a little better feet in the weight room? Yeah. So it's nice to see these guys and how they develop and where they started from in high school.
Mika helping carry the show as well. Wants to talk about some offensive linemen in 2026 in Ohio. There's a trio of dudes mentioned on here. I wonder if we're leaving anybody out, but Sam Greer, Maxwell Riley, and Will Conway. Those names are becoming like Sam, Max, and Will to me. I don't even need to use their last names. Mark, why don't you rank those three? I know Sam Greer, to me, has the look test, but he's battled injuries.
Okay, there's three different buckets for those guys. Sam Greer would fall into my most upside guy. He has the body and the length and the feet and the basketball playing ability where, boy, he looks like the NFL is where his days would end sometime with the retirement there. Maxwell Riley is maybe the farthest ahead right now. He's the one that when you put the tape on, has the best tape, maybe is the most consistent blocker. I think you know what you're getting from him at night in and night out. Isn't the longest of the bunch, isn't the biggest, but he might be the most polished. And then Will, as you say, Conroy, he might be the nastiest inside guy. I mean, he's the one with a little motor and really runs his feet, and he's a pretty good athlete for his size, has the power and the nice punch, but he's considered an inside guy. I even saw that 24/7 had a new ranking for linemen where they had IOL. For meaning interior offensive lineman, and he has that ranking from 24/7 Sports as an interior offensive lineman. So when it comes to those guys, I think he's ranked as one of the top couple in the entire country. So they're three different actually animals, even though they're all offensive linemen. You could almost say one's a center, Riley guard tackle, probably a tackle. Then the other one is definitely the left tackle with the 747 wingspan. And when I'm talking about Sam Greer there, but they all still have some developing to do. We started tracking these guys as freshmen. It's unusual that Maxwell Riley and Sam Greer would have offers as freshmen. So we're going to be following them from the young puppy stage into the adult grown dog stage.
Which I might add that the good thing, I guess, is that of those three, I've already got two of them crystal balled to Ohio State. Max Riley, I crystal balled him really early to Ohio State. And then more recently, but still early, Will Conroy. Also, the good thing is two of the three were back at Ohio State this past weekend. Conroy was back at Ohio State this past weekend, and so was Sam Greer. He wasn't a guy that, was really known to be coming to Ohio State this past weekend, and I found out on Saturday morning that he was at Ohio State, posted that on our board, and that's big. Anytime you get him on campus is a good thing. He was at the Summerfest at Ohio State at the end of July. So the interest is there. And as I mentioned, Conroy and Greer were at Ohio State this past weekend, and Maxwell Riley is going to be back at Ohio State coming up here real soon. So those are all positive things.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I want to read our ad from Nuts.com here, but we talk about this at length. Ohio State needs luck, and every state does, I guess, in producing these big dudes. So you just have the offensive lineman in state. The Armstrong brothers was a gift. You know, getting two for the price of one, there is a gift. Getting three top offensive linemen out of Ohio that all play different positions would be literally a gift from the heavens if all develop. Speaking of gifts from the heavens, Nuts.com, people, the good kind. Well, it depends how you look at it. Nuts.com, I'll tell you what, we have a lot of free product we get here. It's one of the small bennies, and this is some good stuff. My kids have eaten through all of it. It's fresh. It's very impressive. Whether you're someone who's always on the go in need of snacks to fuel your day, or simply enjoy having a plethora of snack options within arm's reach for the night on the couch, Nuts.com is your ultimate snacking destination. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. At Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. That is not garbage. That is the truth. When you pull the whoosh thing on these things, which I'm bad at, by the way, because I'm a lefty, you can smell it. It's good. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Bucknuts. So go check out all the delicious options. Nuts.com/Bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. Okay. We are going to try today to – let me change that real quick. All right. We're going to talk about some offensive line. Let's get some questions going here. Marquise Davis, the latest. Bill?
Well, he remains interested in Ohio State, but he took notice, obviously, of Tony Alford going to Michigan. I think that is something that not necessarily so much for Michigan, but he has a good relationship with Tony Alford. So taking Tony Alford away from Ohio State, in his case, it hurts the Buckeyes a little bit because he doesn't have a relationship with the Ohio State running backs coach because they don't have one right now. So I think that's going to slow the process down a little bit with Marquise. And it will be up to the new running backs coach, whoever that is, to establish that relationship with him and see how that goes from there. But the good news is he's not on the verge of making a decision on his college. He is going about his due diligence. He's evaluating schools still. And when Ohio State gets the running back coach in place, then we'll kind of pick up with the recruitment then again of Marquise Davis.
Mark, you can talk about Marquise Davis a little bit. Also, Notre Dame offered Sincere, is it Johnson?
Yeah.
From Glenville. And then he visited and didn't get an offer from Ohio State. You guys want to comment on that?
Yeah, first with Marquise, just, you know, as I stand around combines, one of the things that's being talked about is Ohio State would win a lot of these battles for a player like Marquise Davis. But in this new age of NIL, that curveball means a couple things. Of course, a bigger payment may sway anybody, but a lot of these colleges are, you know, taking these players out there on visits and their families and basically saying, for all of our home games, this is how we're going to treat your family. They have free planes. They have free hotels. They're going to have, you know, rides to the game and the restaurants they're going to be at. And they kind of make it like a five-star trip. So the family has no stress about how they're going to see their baby play, you know, week in and week out. Where before, a lot of parents that would go to faraway schools went on a shoestring budget, if that makes any sense. Yeah. The hotel on the outskirts of town, you know, like paying for or driving to the games and saving as much money possible because it really became an expense. And, you know, the idea of a scholarship used to be just, you know, free school and not put yourself in debt. So I think that curveball, especially for a national prospect for like Marquise Davis, these processes are going to go on a little longer. I'm just smelling that from talking to coaches on the sidelines that, yeah, kids aren't jumping on the Ohio State offer the way they used to. And the Big Ten being out on the West Coast and that type of exposure, we're going to see that battle being fought a little harder. So I'm not putting words in Marquise Davis's mouth, but, you know, Bill might be right that, you know, the tea leaves might not be as clear as they were.
I do find it interesting, though, that I'm not accusing Tarvis Alford of this, the linebacker who's going to announce his commitment, I believe, on the 30th, Bill. Is that correct? We can get
correct.
Into that.
Saturday at 6:30 p.m.
And it's impressive. But if you want a sign of where recruiting has gone, he's announcing on the 30th and then taking his five official visits after that. So it's the process flipped on its keister. Now, look, this is not going to happen. I just had my second son come, you know, whatever. My kids aren't getting recruited at that level. That said, if you wanted to pay my son $5,000 to go visit USC, okay, and it'd be in, why wouldn't he do that? And I realize that sounds kind of greedy, but it's expensive to go to California. You know what I mean?
And it's cold in Ohio right now.
It is, man. It's goofy. Let me tell you something. If my son was, you know, verbally committed to Ohio State, his five visits would be Hawaii, Chaminade. You know what I'm saying?
USC and UCLA.
Pepperdine. If you want to Google a college, Google Pepperdine. Pepperdine is literally on the cliffs of Malibu, okay? So, hoops, irrelevant, football, not even sure if they have a team, and we'll still visit. But, seriously, it's just a goofy process. And listen, I don't blame that kid one bit. Not one bit. As long as he ends up at Ohio State. Bill, let's talk about him a little bit now that we're on it. Tarvis Alford, linebacker. James Laurinaitis has made an impact. Can you bring us up to speed on who he is and his commitment?
Yeah, he's a linebacker out of Vero Beach in Florida, and he is going to announce his decision Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. He just got done visiting Ohio State this past weekend. It went very well. He does have official visits set up after he makes his decision, and he has talked with all of the schools involved, and they've all okayed it. He's got official visits set up to Ohio State, to Miami, to Florida State, and UCF. The key one there, besides Ohio State, is Miami. If he doesn't end up, I would be shocked if on Saturday night he does not announce for either Ohio State or Miami. But whatever announcement he makes, that recruitment is not over, and I've said that for quite some time. If he picks Ohio State, and you know, I've talked to people on the Miami side of things, and there still is some confidence. I think a big key, though, for Miami to be the pick as far as this Saturday is that they're working to get him back on campus this week before he announces, and they think that's likely to happen. So that could skew things a little bit. I think as of right now, if he picks on Saturday and nothing changes, he doesn't get back to Miami, for instance, I think the pick will be Ohio State. But even so, Miami is not going to stop recruiting him. They're going to recruit him through the process. They're going to get him on campus again at least one more time after this weekend for an official visit, possibly multiple times. Tarvos has told me that the reason he's doing this is that coaching changes happen. You know, maybe he commits to a school Saturday night and coaching changes happen at that school come December. This way, he says, he has done his homework. He has made official visits to all schools. So if a coaching change happens, he can make a decision based more on what he has seen and done. Of course, the other side of that is if you get paid to make those visits, then why not take them? Yeah. So if you put those two things together, if you are getting paid to make those visits and if a coaching change happens, then makes sense to make those visits. So Saturday night, I expect him to pick either Ohio State or Miami, but I could expect either way he goes that the recruitment is going to continue all the way through the process.
There's some irony to this in that my mom is in Vero Beach right now visiting my great uncle who's lived there for a very long time. She will not be going over and doing any booster recruiting for those, you know, opposing sites who are trying to get us in trouble, all above the board here. Other things that are interesting, Bill and Mark. We had something pulled up here, Mark. Yeah.
I like Mika. They want everybody from Ohio. Every time I read a comment from Mika Hanna, it's like, I want this player from Ohio. I want this player from Ohio. I want this player from Ohio. Go ahead.
We have tons of questions on here about Nolan Davenport and Cedric Works and Tucker Caddis and stuff like that. We really aren't going to be able to give you a great update on it until the camps. Yes, I guess Ohio State could swoop in after seeing film and make an offer. That probably would have happened by now.
That's the logic. Like, that film's not changing, Dan. Right. You could watch it again, and you can watch it again. But when they watched it back at the end of the season, if it was now, what would happen is if they had Nolan Davenport, let's say the 12th on their board, and the top 8 or 9 go, well, now he's a top 4 player, and maybe they – pop an offer to him because the board has gotten to him. But the next way to get an offer is get in the weight room, show up 10, 15 pounds different at camp, a little more pop to yourself and be a different person by a 10% margin or something. And then that's how you would probably get your offer.
Nolan Davenport, by the way, just got an offer from Penn State yesterday. So,
and his body is changing rapidly because he's embraced the I'm just going to add weight theory and not mess with this tight end thing anymore. So he could put on 10, 20 pounds pretty quickly.
We're going to finish with a great story from Mark here that will give everybody a chuckle. But there was one basketball comment on here that I want to find. And it was the fact that Michi Harris is back in the transfer portal, left Ohio State, went to South Carolina, and is back in the portal. And I think there's some vibe that he might come back to Ohio State. If you think football recruiting is goofy, there is literally nothing that would surprise me when it comes to basketball recruiting.
By the way, Dan, who would have thought?
Michi Harris. Did I say Johnson or Harris? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Who would have thought in early January the Ohio State men's team would be playing longer than the Ohio State women's team?
Steve and I had a conversation on here a couple games into, maybe it was after the Purdue game, and we're like chuckling about the idea of Diebler becoming the head coach. And then, a month later, Dave Dickerson's coming back as associate head coach. So they're getting the whole band back together. Lord knows who they will add to the rest of the staff. Mark, your sons are coming up and playing some good football, one of whom – you had kind of like a brush with greatness, they would call this, back on the old David Letterman show when you meet someone who's a pseudo celebrity. Why don't you take us away for the interesting weekend you had and how it related to Ohio State?
Yeah, it also is a kind of a story of how dense I am sometimes. I'm so keyed in on Ohio recruiting that I don't pay attention to anything out of state just because I'm saving brain cells for anything that's important. My sons do a lot of flag football, and my son has a great receiver on his team, Caleb Patman. And they're 12 years old, and we've traveled to Vegas with them in Florida. And his dad stands with me and talks all the time, Chris, and he's a very unassuming, say, the opposite of braggadocious. We always see eye to eye. And as good as our kids are doing, we always say we're just here for development. And I really like him. And he always keeps telling me about his grandson down in Florida and what a great running back he is. And he's not bragging or whatever. Yeah. But I was talking to him the other day, and he's, you know, going to the spring game to watch my grandson. And I'm like, what spring game and what grandson? I'm really reeling there, and I'm embarrassed to even ask. And I said, so what spring game and whatever? He goes, oh, Peoples. I'm going down to Ohio State to watch my grandson Peoples. And it kind of hits me like a ton of bricks, and he probably saw the look on my face like, don't, like, you know, the Homer Simpson, like, man, if I would have known this for the past 3 years when we're standing together, I probably would have picked your brain for some more stories about him. But, you know, he got my son onto an elite track team, and he's been about speed training since 8, 9 years old. So when, you know, I'm seeing Peoples and how fast he is, I'm like, this is just the family business for you guys. And I've actually tapped into a great resource, and it's been great to kind of have my kid rub up against, you know, the 12-year-old Caleb is the uncle to James Peoples.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, so when you say it's kind of a funny receiver story, yeah, we're playing with James Peoples' uncle on the weekends, and, you know, Caleb's a great receiver, and my son really enjoyed playing with him, but I'm kind of dense sometimes. You might have to, like, put on a billboard, and it also speaks to how humble some people are. Oh, sure. And how, you know, they don't really talk about, you know, I know some people that I can't get to. I was at somewhere, you know, in the last month, and I couldn't get 2 feet in before I had 5 dads tell me about their JV kids, you know, and how proud they were. And so there's, you know, the other end of the spectrum where I get a lot of bragging and I encourage that. You're supposed to do that to me. Sell your kid to me, but to his credit, very unassuming.
Yeah, the guys who really know don't talk because they know their kids are going to be the ones, especially the guys who've been through it. Like, you know, your firstborn son, I can tell you, makes you crazy. It gets easier as you go. It just does. That's just a fact.
No, it doesn't.
Sure, it does.
Bill
can tell you recruiting stories about Capital University for years. All right. We appreciate you guys stopping by. We'd go on forever. You just hit the 40-minute mark. So this is now 10 seconds of free content. We appreciate everybody stopping by. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.